Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to you all. This is the Business Day Spotlight, your destination for African business made simple. My name is Mudiwa Gabaza, and for today, we are going to be chatting about, one of the biggest areas of investment when it comes to technology infrastructure, that is data centers, whether we're talking about the cloud, edge, all of these things, the data needs to be stored somewhere. It needs to be processed somewhere. And that is a big area of investment right now. So the following is a conversation that I had on the floor of the recently held Africa Tech Conference or AfricaCom segment that was in Cape Town. And I was talking to the team from Cassava's Africa Data Centers. So right now we're joined by Finai Munzara, who is the interim CEO of African Data Centers, that is ADC. They are a part of Cassava, and we're just going to get a sense of what's happening in their business, and particularly with all the attention that is around data centers at the moment, some of the action that is happening, and particularly digital payments and how all of that is helping to push up demand. But before we get into all that, maybe we can give Finai a little bit of a chance to give us, because I think CEOs are usually the best people to give us an elevator pitch on what their business actually does.
Thank you very much, Mudiwa. I think from a data center perspective and why we're quite excited about the space, ADC, as you said, part of Cassava Technologies Group. Cassava Technologies really split into a few verticals: connectivity, cloud, cybersecurity, computer, and co-location. So co-location is the ADC piece, which provides data center services. We provide these services for large hyperscale cloud providers, but also some of the larger enterprises across Africa. Currently have facilities in some of the key economic hubs. We are in Johannesburg, where we have two facilities. Cape Town, where we have a live facility and a second site that we're busy constructing on. We have presence in Nairobi and in Lagos at the moment. So really just trying to meet the demand in some of that key economic, some of those key economic regions. And I think, through that, we're really trying to deliver the digital infrastructure that enables a lot of the digital transformation that Africa is going through.
Now, when it comes specifically to ADC, one of the most interesting things about the group and its investment is that for us, the people that are coming from the world of finance, there are a number of, big numbers that have been, put into the market. You guys, I believe the last thing that we covered as Business Day was a facility that RMB has given you guys, I think, 2 billion rand. And then I remember a couple of years ago, the group as a whole, it was Liquid at the time, had spoken about 8 billion rand that was going to be put into data centers and all of that stuff. In 2024, does the shape of investment change in any way, or are you still, focused on, the space, making sure that the racks are there, and I guess the power, because data centers tend to be measured in, megawatts.
Megawatts. Yeah.
I sat in a chat that you had earlier on talking about some of the centers that have come online in a place like Cape Town. But I guess it's to give, maybe the market a sense of when we hear these big numbers, right, where's the money going in that particular instance?
No, sure. I think the numbers are fairly large. I think what we've spoken about before was a large dollar facility that we sourced from the U.S. Development Finance Corporation, $300 million that's been in the media. As you rightfully said, there was an additional capital raise in South Africa with our two banks RMB and Standard Bank, they're part of the same syndicated facility. So I think a lot of that goes into delivering this capacity that we have across the continent. One of the things that is driving a lot of this demand really is, I think we're coming off a really low base. I think that's important to note. I think from an Africa perspective, we're probably still below 2% of the global data center capacity.
Yeah.
We know we've got a population that's 15, 17% of that capacity. We know our population in Africa is a young population, which means access to smartphones, access to streaming services, and so forth. So I think we see a real big growth in demand around connectivity, but also, more importantly, data creation, content creation, which needs to be stored somewhere.
Yeah.
So that's really what's driving, I think, a lot of the demand. And I think we need to put these dollars and rands to work in terms of delivering that capacity that we do, say, you know, talk about in megawatts. Currently, we have 35 megawatts of capacity across the continent. We have recently completed a 20 megawatt shell, which also will deliver another 20 megawatts through that. And we're expanding, you know, expanding everywhere. So I think that's really around where the money goes. What it does is deliver the space and the power that we need to actually house a lot of our cloud providers, a lot of enterprise as well, because what we're seeing is that some of the large enterprises are reaching a point in their CapEx kind of journey where they're making a decision. Do they reinvest in their data centers and deploy the capital to do that? Or do they actually move whatever services they want to keep on their own servers into a third party
and then move some workloads
into the cloud?
On-prem, off-prem.
So we're replacing, we're benefiting from going off-prem into third-party providers. And then I think we're benefiting from some of the workloads moving into the cloud as well, which I think is now driving the demand from the cloud providers.
So when it comes to that demand, whether it's for cloud or simply just rack space, right? What are the big drivers for demand that you're seeing? I think we spoke to one of your competitors recently, and they spoke about AI, which everyone is talking about right now. But on our side, it's two key questions, which is firstly, is it necessarily AI that is driving demand, let's say on the African continent, or perhaps it's digital payments, for example, because there's a lot of activity and investment in that space. And then secondly, I've visited your facility in Midrand before. Huge facility, but maybe you could give us a sense of when a facility, because you mentioned earlier on that when one of your facilities, that there's a mismatch right now in the market between the demand versus what's actually being supplied in the market. So when one of your data centers comes online, how quickly does it fill up?
That's a good question, and it depends. I think starting about what's driving the demand, I think there's a directional drive and then there's a timing drive, which speaks to your second question. So I think directionally, we know from our customers that they need more capacity.
Okay.
And that's what informs when we deliver capacity in the areas we do. But I think in terms of the drivers, I'm going to want to break it down in a couple of buckets. We've already spoken to some of the move from off-prem to, on-prem to off-prem. So that's one dimension. I think a second dimension that I'll break in a few slots is really around the cloud providers themselves. The cloud providers are looking, the more content gets created, the more it needs to get housed somewhere, naturally. So I think there's a natural increase in the amount of data storage you actually need. I imagine the amount of selfies that will be taken at this conference. I imagine the amount of
content. Yeah.
They must live somewhere, right? So this is constantly happening. Streaming video, making short videos, all of that is happening across the continent. That needs to live somewhere. So that's a driver of their core model around storage. Then you've got those same cloud providers who've now infused different AI on what they do. And now I'm talking about if you use an Office 365 platform, for example, you probably, you know, now there's Copilot built into it, right? Which some people are using. If you're using a search engine like Google, you now have an AI assisting with that.
Yeah.
Even Bing has an AI assisting with their search engines, right? So what's that doing? That's increasing the amount of iterations that are needed to, because it's all generative AI, right? And I think a lot of that processing is still happening offshore or off continent, but I think you'll see a lot of that starting to come onto the local workloads.
Yeah.
And once that happens, I think that's going to drive a lot of that capacity as well and that capacity demand. So I think really there's an element of the cloud providers themselves infusing or diffusing AI into the market and therefore being able to, and then more and more being generated. I think you're going to see as more and more gets generated, you need more and more storage, so that keeps happening. And then I think you see companies that are now realizing that it probably makes more sense to just house whatever they need with a third party and then have a combination, given all the different products, of something in the cloud and something that's on-prem. And the on-prem component really tries to address some of the data sovereignty rules or the local dataization and all of that. So being able to keep some of that and then take advantage of what's happening in the cloud. So I think that's happening. Then I think you're seeing a lot of things around. I mean, today you're seeing banks, which I'm sure you'll know of a few, that are completely run on the cloud.
Yes.
So from a fintech, perspective, we're seeing, and also just financial services, we're seeing banks that can literally go ground up and run entirely off the cloud.
The neobanks.
Like the neobanks, exactly. So I think a lot of those neobanks, as they start coming up and as that gets more prolific across the continent, we see a lot of demand from that and those kind of workloads as well through the cloud providers that we service. So,
yeah.
So I think that's really what's driving a lot of this. And while, you know, it's always a challenge getting the timing exactly right when someone will place an order, we know that the demand is there and it's all about making sure you've got the right capacity where it's needed.
But maybe where we can end off today's discussion as a way to wrap everything together. When you're talking about bringing a lot more of the compute capability onto the continent, right? A couple of things come to mind. But what I'm most curious about is, from an ADC point of view, you guys have gone for the big, you know, these big facilities in these major cities, right? Is there any strategy from an ADC point of view around maybe edge centers? Because there's a lot of discussion around that to bring compute even closer
to where it's needed. Absolutely. I think from an ADC perspective, our core markets is really, or what we call our core are the markets that I spoke about. Hyperscale facilities in some of the largest economic hubs. Being part of Cassava Technologies Group, we have access to over 4,000 point of presence through our sister company, Liquid, for example. As you know, Liquid has 110,000 kilometers of fiber across the continent. We have, you know, various points of presence across the way. Some of those POPs are large enough to be actual CDNs or kind of content delivery networks or small edge facilities. So you will notice from our map that we're in places, we're offering services in places like Harare, we're offering places in places like Kigali, we already have presence. That's outside of the hyperscale market, but then they're able to deliver content even closer to where it's needed. So I think that also really gives us, differentiates us from some of our competitors. While we are carrier neutral, we're able to benefit from the large network that's already been built over many years through the group.
All right. Quick follow-up. For those types of the smaller centers, what do you think is going to drive those? Caching, you know, maybe your, does anyone do permanent tap storage there, just compute, like?
I think it's a combination. I think there's going to be caching is usually the easiest one, because obviously you want that, you want that user experience to be as close to the user as possible. And I think the caching helps with that. But I think you're going to, I think there's an element of the addressing some of the data sovereignty that needs to happen. So I think if you're looking at healthcare, government data, banking data around people, I think some of that solutions are going to, there's some solutions that are needed to be local. And I think, you know, as some of these cloud providers roll out different edge products, which they do, they will look to have their hubs, but they'll also look to have some you know, some outposts, as it were, in some of these different places, so that they're able to address some of that some of those local needs and local nuances through a combination of caching, but also having smaller kind of edge facilities where, which can then connect back to their hubs.
All right. So that's been it. Really great discussion, just talking about the state of data centers on the African continent. Understanding where ADC is sitting in that discussion. Some of the drivers that they see, you know, pulling the market. And it was great the way that Finai was able to give us a sense of, you know, the direction versus, you know, some of the, you know, push and pull factors when it comes to demand for data centers. Also how, you know, regulation, you know, things like your data sovereignty discussions are shaping the market and how people actually you structure their data facilities, and also how, you know, you want to get as much compute back, you know, onto the African continent as possible, bring it back closer to people whilst, you know, solving some of that. And it was also, you know, good to give us a sense of, you know, how ADC is spending money, because there's a lot of investment that needs to go into this space. All you need to hear is the announcements from all the, you know, players in the sector to understand that it is a sector that needs a lot of investment, and, you know, a lot of it down to energy and a lot of it down to space. So that's been it. We're in conversation with Finai Mzara. He is the interim CEO of African Data Centers. Finai, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Fidio. Good chatting to you.
And that's been it for this edition of the Business Day Spotlight. Remember that you can find our latest podcasts on Business Live. That's under the podcast Business Day Spotlight tab on Twitter with hashtag BD Spotlight. And remember that you can review and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, or wherever you choose to get your pods casted. I've been Mudiwa Gavaza of the Business Day and Financial Mail. And this has been another edition of the Business Day Spotlight, which is a multimedia live production. So from myself and the rest of the team, it is good evening, good afternoon, and good morning.